Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, 4-7, in some Mishnayos, it's the middle of 4-5. Here we have Rebbe Tzadok Omer. Rebbe Tzadok is speaking here. This Rebbe Tzadok is, I think, famous from the Gemara, talks about when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had three requests from Vespasian. So one of his three was to get medical attention for Rebbe Tzadok. Rebbe Tzadok was the tzaddik who had kind of sat at the gates of Yerushalayim for 40 years fasting every day to get people to, you know, have a zchus and to avert the katash, which ended up happening anyways. This is Rebbe Tzadok. Now, he was a Kohen, and obviously a towering tzaddik. Now, he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. However, he always passed like Beis Hillel. And here in our Mishnah, he's essentially going to quote Hillel, literally quote him, and also even when he doesn't, this is expressing Hillel's approach. There's other Girsos which have other sections of earlier Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos quoted as well, but my version doesn't have that. I'm going to leave that out, because even if it is to be included here, we discussed those little snippets and Ketayim sections elsewhere. We discussed them before, so I'm not going to quote them here. So my version says, Rebbe Tzadok Omer, Al Tasem Atara Lizgadel Behem. You shouldn't make the words of Torah, the them in this Mishnah is referring to words of Torah. You should make the words of Torah Atara Lizgadel Behem, a crown by which to glorify yourself. V'lo kardom lachpor behen, and nor should it be a kardom to dig with. Now, a kardom, probably in the Mishnah, is translated as a shovel, if you have another translation here. A kardom, in fact, is an axe or a hatchet. Okay? And I think part of the pshat here is that if you're going to do digging, a hatchet is a terrible choice of utensil. And that's the point here. The point is the Torah is not meant to be a crown to glorify yourself, nor is meant to be a tool by which you can earn a living. So here it's like the wrong tool, so therefore the Mishnah chooses the wrong tool, an axe, for doing the digging. He goes on to say, V'kachaya Hillel Omar. In fact, that's what Hillel said, his Hillel from, you know, before the 100 years before the Chorban, really. Udishtamesh besaga chalaf, that's a quote from the Mishnah back in the first parak, Mishnah Yud Gimel, which says, one who makes use of the crown, this is Aramaic, taga is a crown. I mentioned over there that the Mikros Gadolos of the Yemenites uses the word taga, the crown. Chalaf, who will pass away. One who makes use of the crown of Torah will pass away. Someone, like I said over there, it means die young. Some actually means it loses olam haba. In fact, here's what it says. Halamadata, Reb Tzadok says explicitly, from there you learn, from Hillel's words you learn. Kol hanene medivrei Torah, anyone who derives benefit, personal benefit, either A, as an atara, as a crown, so for his personal glory, or B, as a kardom, as a tool to make a parnasa, notel chayv min ha'olam, he takes his life from the world. And many learn notel chayv min ha'olam means he dies young, and many others, including Rashi and the Rambam, learn it means from olam haba, chalila. Okay? So, what's happening here in this Mishnah, straightforwardly, is that Reb Tzadok is saying the Torah is meant to be learned and upheld, but to use as a crown, meaning as one's self-glorification, so people should, you know, be machshev you and mechabed you and call you Rebbe and the like, so that is terrible. That's terrible. And it's essentially a me'ila. It's like a misappropriation of something hektish of the Torah. And therefore, this is absolutely unacceptable. Even furthermore, he says, lo kardom lachpor bahem, nor should the words of Torah be a tool by which you can make a living. Literally means, like I said, an axe to dig with. It means a tool to make a living. So that means, you know, like having a parnasa as a rebbe or a rosh yeshiva or a dayan and the like. Now, two things I should say. First of all, there's a famous Gemara in Pesachim, I think everyone knows, which says, la'olam, a person should start out in life being osek in la'olam ya'asok adam b'torah of mitzvahs, afal pi shalo l'shma. Even though he's doing it for the wrong reasons, he should start out his career learning Torah mitzvahs for the wrong reasons. Because ultimately a person will come through it for the right reasons. I'll translate that loosely. Now, that's true, but that's all when a person is young and doesn't understand, you know, he's motivated. That's human nature. A child starts out needing to be motivated, and it's too abstract for him to know to do it for the right reasons, the Shema, of the love of Hashem, as I explained earlier in the Masechta. So that's too much to ask. So you start out by giving them, you know, some sort of like incentive. But certainly it has to be with the intention of coming to do it for the right reasons. If one is motivated for the wrong reasons with no intention of coming to do it for the right reasons, he'll never come around. Okay, so that's not what we're talking about over here. Okay? That's very important. There's plenty of people who you see learn Torah for the wrong reason, do mitzvah for the wrong reason, they never come around to doing it lishma. It has to be that you intend to do it lishma. So that's the first one. The second of all is, the Bar Tanur here learns like the Rambam, who's famous in his Shita, which is that there's no makom ever for a person to make a personal use of Torah. In fact, the Rambam has a famous Shita, which is in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the third parak, Halacha Yud, where he says that even if a person is intending to be like a Talmud Chacham, be supported by tzedakah money, like we'll call learning kolel, if you will. So the Rambam has very not nice things to say about such a person. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, he says, Kol ha-meisem alibo shi'asok b'torah v'lo yasa malacha. Anyone who thinks, this is my plan, I'm going to be a full-time Torah learner, I'm not going to work, v'yis parnas min tzedakah, and I'll be supported by the community. So says the Rambam, Harei ze chil es Hashem. This person, we just talked about chil Hashem a couple Mishnayos ago, this person does the worst avir that there is in the whole Torah. He makes people not take Hashem seriously. Uvaze es Torah. He furthermore disgraced the Torah. Vekiba ma'or hadas. He extinguishes the light of the religion. Right? This is the whole religion comes closing down on itself. Vegar mra la'atzmo. He causes irreparable damage to himself. Venatal chayv mina olam haba. A quote of our Mishnah here, putting the words olam haba. He takes his life from not just ha'olam, but olam haba, the world to come. Lefi, because sha'asur lehanos medivrei Torah b'olam hazeh. There's a blanket isser on getting any benefit whatsoever from words of Torah in this world. Amru chachamim, the rabbi said, he's quoting our Mishnah, kol anan medivrei Torah, notel chay mina olam. Anyone who benefits from the words of Torah takes his life from the world. Furthermore, they said, says the Rambam, al ta'asem atar lisgadl behem, v'lokardom lachpor behem. Again, quoting our Mishnah. And furthermore, he says, Va'od sivo va'amru, they furthermore commanded, saying, Ehov es ha-malacha usna es rabanos. You should love working and hate rabanos. He goes on to say, finishing up, V'chol Torah she'ein ima malacha, she'ein ima malacha, so sofa batela v'goreres avon. In the end, if you don't support yourself with work, then the Torah itself will be batela, you'll lose it, and goreres avon, it will drag you into sin. V'sof adam ze yehei melastem esabrios. Such a person in the end will become a crook stealing from other people. So, that of course is a very heavy indictment. But that's a sheet that's based on this Mishnah largely and other Mishnayos, as we said before, and that's how the Bar Tanur learns. So the Rambam says there's no makom whatsoever for being paid to be a malamed or a rebbe or a shashiva and the like. Now, the Gemara itself acknowledges that there are people who are sitting in schools teaching, getting paid for it, so what's going on over there? So the Gemara basically, there's two basic approaches. One approach is that the teacher is not being paid for his teaching of Torah, but rather for his babysitting services, for keeping the kids out of trouble, and teaching them good midos, for making sure that they pisuk tam, and they're learning how to read, essentially, which isn't part of the transmission of Torah per se, which itself is learned out from a pasuk, the same way Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah. Without charging, we have to do the same as the pasuk says, Re'ei lamadati eschem chukim mishpatim asher tzivani Hashem Elokai. Look, I taught you, says Moshe Rabbeinu, the chukim mishpatim, the Torah, as Hashem commanded me. And the chamdarshin, mani bachinam avatem bachinam. Just as I teach you without charging you, says Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to pass the Masorah on without charging. So that means, according to that approach, the people who are teaching, in day schools or whatever it is, and rabbis, are either getting paid for some other thing besides Talmud Torah, teaching Torah, I should say. There's another approach, say a person sitting is a dayan even, so he's allowed to receive schar batala, like unemployment, essentially compensation for not getting another job. So that's how the Rambam learns. Rambam himself, worth noting, was certainly a lifelong, dedicated communal rabbi. He had a complicated life, I'm not going to get into details here, but the point is he definitely never, ever, ever took a penny for any of his services that he performed for the community, as a dayan, as a rabbi, and so on. Never. Now, that said, we have to speak out that the Kesef Mishnah, which is the same person, Rav Yosef Karo, who is the Mechaber, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, his first great work was the Kesef Mishnah, where he went through the entire Rambam from beginning to end, annotated, cited all the sources, and had relevant discussions. So there, he says, taking strong issue with the Rambam, that it's always been that way. Since time immemorial, there have been Rabbanim, Torah leaders of the community that have been supported by tzedakah. That's not the way it's done. Taking strong issue with the Rambam, and he says, even if the Rambam's right, that really, in theory, it's no good. In practice, it's an es lasos l'Hashem. We have no choice in the matter, because if we didn't pay our rabbis and school teachers and Rosh Yeshiva and Dayanim, then they wouldn't be able to do it. Then we wouldn't have teachers in Rosh Yeshiva, and that would be a big problem. We wouldn't be able to pass on the Torah and Masorah, and therefore we have no choice but to do this. So that is the famous machlokus between the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah. Obviously, I'm not sticking my head between them, but the clear approach to this Mishnah, as the Bartanur has it anyways for sure, is that one may not seek to use the Torah in any way for personal glorification or as a way to make a living whatsoever.